Decades ago, many people would start up their first gaming console for the first time and experience these sounds. For many, they would walk the path alongside gaming and watch it evolve, and some would never return to the world of games. However, regardless of which path they chose, these unique sounds would never be forgotten. Those who yearned for the past and others who found these sounds unique would eventually lead to the creation of an entirely new way to make music. This is Chiptune. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Sound Surfing, a podcast where we basically surf the sound waves, interview odd and obscure music genres. I'm your captain, Ben Goslin. This episode, I wanted to keep up with the theme of the last, video game music, and decided to review chiptune. Contrary to the music of most games now, chiptune takes it back a couple of decades to the early years of computer technology and captures those retro sounds. At the time, it brought with it a completely different way to make music and has inspired music decades later. Hold on to something, because we're gonna time travel and take a trip back through the sea of time. Our destination, 1985. The year is 1985. The game industry just began booming, and the idea of video games, although still somewhat new, has swept the world. The new big thing, though, is being able to play games at home, away from the arcade whenever you want. Companies like Nintendo saw this chance to make boatloads of cash and became the pioneers of the game industry. However, any old arcade-type game wouldn't cut it. There had to be something cool and original, something that would stand out from the rest. Enter Nintendo and Koji Kondo. Nintendo was working on the game Super Mario Bros. For the NES, and they assigned Kondo to compose the music for it. Kondo's options to compose a soundtrack were pretty limited, though. At the time, most computer sound chips could only handle a limited number of voices, meaning he couldn't do simple things like use a chord in a song. With his options limited, Kondo had to find a way to make the music sound rich and full. And then it hit him. The limitations that Kondo was faced with bred creativity. Because he couldn't use chords, Kondo had to use quick arpeggiations, a technique where you play the notes of a chord one at a time really fast to simulate the sound. He also had to keep it simple but catchy. Being the musical wizard that he is, that wasn't too difficult. With that, one of gaming's most iconic pieces of music was born. It wouldn't be long after until people who were fans of the retro game console sounds would start creating their own music imitating the consoles. Now, it goes without saying, but chiptune has a very retro sound. Chiptune is traditional, meaning none of the sound is experimental like IDM, and all the sounds come from old game consoles. But at the same time, chiptune also has a wide assortment of different sounds. Actually, if I were to describe chiptune, I'd use the word variety. Just because it's limited to the sounds of old game consoles doesn't mean everything sounds the same. There's a lot of retro game consoles out there. For example, you got the Atari, NES, SNES, Game Boy, Sega Genesis, Sega Saturn, and that's just a few. Each one of those has different sound chips also, meaning each one sounds different than the others. On top of that, though, you could even combine sounds from different consoles to spice things up. You're probably thinking, whoa, that's pretty deep. But it gets deeper. Check this out. You hear that? Those are guitars. Lots of bands and artists actually incorporate instruments like drums and guitars into their music. Chiptune is actually less of a genre and more a way of making music. Take Anamanaguchi, the band playing behind my voice, for example. They're a chiptune rock band. They had this really upbeat, fun sound to their music and incorporate chiptune into their music. It's a really creative spin on the classic chiptune sound and classifies itself into a whole other genre, chiptune rock. Like I said, chiptune is all about variety. There's all different kinds of chiptune out there. You have rock bands like Anamanaguchi, the good old classic stuff, EDM, blues, and just straight up noise-based stuff. What I'm getting at is, chiptune is an element of music. It can be a genre, but it can also be a way to make it. You have techniques like quick arpeggios that were used because of limitations being used in music that doesn't have those limitations. It's kind of like trying to copy other artists' style. Even though you could add your own spin on it, you choose to incorporate the same elements that artist uses. Chiptune makes people feel that bittersweet nostalgia. People like me, for example, love hearing the sounds of their past, and that leads them to trying to re-experience the past. You even see people remixing songs from modern games into chiptune, giving them that retro-y sound. In a nutshell, this is chiptune. A bunch of people who want to return to the past, and a lot of people who find the sounds of retro games interesting made music just like you would hear 30 years ago. It seems that we're approaching the end of our voyage this episode, so before all is said and done, I would like to give credit to each track I featured in today's podcast. The first thing you heard was the opening to The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, composed by Koji Kondo, followed by Prelude from Final Fantasy IV, composed by Nobuo Uematsu. After that was Imasugu Odoro by Ultra SYD, and then World 1-1 theme for Super Mario Bros., composed by Koji Kondo. Then was The Adventure Lights by Skip Cloud. After that was Tempest Teamwork Triumph at Sea by Anamanaguchi, and then was Donanu by Zanzan Zavavea. Following that was Rito Village from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, composed by Manaka Kataoka, and Yasuaki Iwata. And currently playing is a remix version of Rito Village by Loader. Finally, I would like to thank you, the listener, for tuning into this episode of Sound Surfing. More episodes of Sound Surfing can be found at whje.com. I'm your captain, Ben Goslin, signing out.